Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by the great filmmaker Jerzy Skolimowski, who's presenting his latest film, 11 Minutes, in competition here in Venice. So thanks very much for joining us. First of all, congratulations on your film. I was on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Thank you.
But it must have been difficult to kind of work with, you know, the structure of 11 Minutes, following the lives of different characters for just 11 minutes.
Well, at the same time, it gives you a sense of discipline, you know, that you have to limit yourself into that very short period of time, and that you cannot use any flashbacks or, you know. So it's a double-edged thing, you know. In one way, it is really easier to have this discipline. On the other hand, it's more demanding, that you have to really calculate each second practically, where you watch the character, so it has to be meaningful. Yes, the writing was a difficult process, but making this film was really quite enjoyable experience. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The challenge was that having those practically 8 different stories, you know, I knew that I would have a lot of different possibilities of editing, you know, so I was aware that I would have to choose the way of playing the cards, you know, should I use this one or that one. And actually, we had 65 different editorial versions, so you can imagine, you know, that how difficult the work was in the editing room. Yeah, generally is a poem. It's not a film. It's a poem, you know, you can read the poem in many different ways, I guess.
So how did you pick the characters in your story?
Initially, I only have the idea of the finale, you know. So knowing that where the film leads to, I have to have the palette of the characters, possibly different characters, but altogether coming into that very place at that very time. So I was working backwards in a way, you know, thinking who could be there at that very moment. So I thought somebody could be on a motorcycle. So then, okay, that's a good idea, but who is on the motorcycle? A student on the motorcycle? What can I tell about student? I don't know if this is very in interesting character. Then I thought, well, Courier can get in touch with some different people, so this is a good idea, but what kind of courier? Then I got the idea, this is a drug courier. You know, that was the process of, you know, first of all, who is there at the 11th minute at that very place? Who could be coming from different directions?
Why did you take a long break from filmmaking?
You know, when I stopped making films, it was after I made a film which I didn't like at all. You know, I was very unhappy what I have done. And I thought, well, I have to stop making films for a while. I have to find myself somehow. And I devoted that time for painting, which I never had enough time to do it, and I believe I succeed as a painter now. Quite recently, I was given the doctor honoris causa of the Academy of Art, so that makes me really feeling that like I am a professional painter. So those. And I didn't plan 17 years. I thought maybe I would take a 3-4 years break. But the painting took me really over, you know. I started to have a lot of exhibitions. I was selling the paintings. It was good period, you know, artistically. I guess I renew myself as an artist, I guess. Within that period of 17 years, of course, I had some ideas for the films and I tried to develop them, but without really putting all my effort into it.
So what about this one? Did it take long to get 11 minutes to materialize?
No, that was actually very fast, you know, when I have written the script. That the writing of the script was difficult, really, because it doesn't sound very aesthetic, but I would say that I vomited, really, that script, you know. I throw it out. And then the Polish Film Institute helped me immediately with it. They said, yeah, this is a great project. We will co-finance it. So I have the seed money already there. I organized the co-production with Ireland, and that happened very fast, actually. Within a few months, we were all already shooting the film.
Personally, I'm very interested in what you said earlier about painting and filmmaking, and I just wanted to know more about how you feel like your identity as a painter influences your identity as a filmmaker and vice versa.
Well, let me start with the information that those paintings which you see in the director's hotel apartment,
oh, yeah,
those are my paintings, yeah, you know. The how does it influence me? I don't think that those two really mingle, you know. Those are two completely different things. When I paint, I am a painter, you know. And it's a still piece of art, you know. It's still. Filming is the movement, you know. So it's completely different kind of art. Film is based on the movement. Painting is based on the stillness. So.
What about the? I want to talk about the introduction actually as well, because it's kind of different from the rest of the film. Obviously, visually speaking, you make use of many sort of more amateur kind of equipment. That's a very interesting idea.
Yes, it was done this way because I thought the film is the 11 minutes. So knowing that I need to have a little introduction to know a little bit more about those characters, of course I wanted to make it as short as possible to make this prologue. But I thought it has to be different than the main bulk of the film. So the film is on the white screen. The prologue is done in the, you know, with the phone, with the laptop, with the iPad, you know. And the format is different. It's smaller. The quality is worse. And you know, the idea was to make the prologue as possibly as different from the film as possible.
Thanks very much for joining us, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.